Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. If you want to help the show, help support Going In Raw in a free and completely easy way, hit up any of those great podcast apps, find Going In Raw, leave us a rating or a review. Also on the YouTube, be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. It always lets you know when there's new Going In Raw content. Theoretically, it should let you know there's new Going In Raw content. We're also on the Patreon, another great way to support Going In Raw. We have a multitude of reward tiers, including watching our recap versions of Going In Raw as live streams. We get together with our friendos. Usually they're about 50 strong or so.
Yeah.
We have a good time. They're good people. Come hang out with us. We do a pre-show, a post-show. We do like a chat trivia.
Wednesday's post-show
giveaway,
chat trivia.
Giveaway stuff. It's a lot of fun. We've also got a friendo care package with a comic book and a poster. It's all a lot of fun. If you want to support Going In Raw and get something in return, going to our Patreon site is a great way to do it.
Yes, we're also on Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. A bunch of designs. More to come.
Let me ask you, what do you think? What do you mean of this one?
Oh, do you have something?
Yeah.
That's all right.
I'm just dicking around a little bit.
Yeah.
It's okay. I like where I'm headed. This isn't final form.
It doesn't say real anywhere on it, though.
Oh, I forgot. I got to do the real one. Okay. I'll do that.
Real.
Anyways, this is, of course, the Going In Raw Dirt Sheet program.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday and Friday, you get the juiciest
pro
wrestling news.
That's happened since Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, of course, the Wrestling Observer himself released upon us the Wrestling Observer newsletter.
A lot of UFC stuff
Wednesday night.
Week,
there wasn't like, did it come out last night or this morning?
Wednesday evening late.
Okay, there you go.
Anyways, one of the juiciest stories, Meltzer included. Was
so juicy.
Consisted of what, two sentences?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Saying, quote, right now.
Right now.
The top two matches for Mania are scheduled as Lesnar versus Reigns. Not a surprise. That's been the works for more than a year.
That for 4 years.
And
wait for it.
Cena
versus
Undertaker.
Undertaker.
So unless
John Cena, I'm big evil and I'm back. You can
find a way around.
You can lick my butthole.
Retirement at last year's Mania. Anyway.
Hey, wait, hold on. What if it says, hey, has anybody seen my hat and coat? I laid it down in the middle of the ring last year.
10 months looking for it.
And I started walking up the ramp, and then the damn ramp started descending me into the bowels of the arena.
People thought he was holding his hand up as a salute, but instead he was trying to grab onto the edge of the stage so he wouldn't descend underneath it so he could get his
I'm looking for my John Cena. Did you take my? I heard from a source.
This is going to be a feud over a hat and coat.
The Wrestling Observer himself said you took my hat.
Hold on, let me finish this quote.
Sorry, go ahead.
So this is from the newsletter. So unless Undertaker changes his mind, and given how hard they promoted him for the 25th Raw and his being backstage at TV in Birmingham on January 9th, SmackDown, it makes that seem unlikely. One would expect the angle for Cena versus Undertaker to be shot in 2 weeks on the 25th Raw.
Somebody mentioned, I think it was Meltzer on Twitter mentioned, because somebody asked him, how are they going to do the two location things? And I think he said
back and forth.
Not how, but I think he said something along the lines of the Legends are going to be in one building. And,
predominantly, yeah.
Yeah.
And current roster is going to be at the Barclay Center.
Right.
And like 2 hours.
Is the Undertaker a legend or current superstar?
Both.
Whoa.
But I also heard
Cena, legend or current superstar?
Both. I also heard that they're going to try to, you know, like someone will make an appearance at Manhattan Center early in the show and then make the way over to Barclay Center for later in the show.
They run over there, yeah.
Yeah, run through Manhattan across one of the many bridges that connect Manhattan Island to Brooklyn. Show up at the Barclay Center.
Interesting.
I don't remember if it was Meltzer or someone else said that about how they were going to handled the storyline, because yeah, it really seemed like Undertaker retired.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I apologize for not remembering where I read this, but either this person or this outlet speculated, which I'm guessing what it was, that what would happen is Undertaker would come out and more or less confirm, "Yeah, I'm done," and then seem to say like,
"No, you're not.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
maybe not."
That's messed up. Undertaker's super old.
I know.
I'm done with this. I'm hurting in every joint in my body.
And my body is screaming for a hip replacement.
Cena comes out and says, "Perfect. You want to fight?
I know.
One last time."
You got bad eyes. That's fine. You already can't see me.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is terrible, Steve. Undertaker shouldn't be wrestling anymore.
No, he shouldn't. Who wins this match?
Cena.
Why?
I mean, he's going to wrestle more after this.
Can he? I mean, he can't.
How many retirement matches, in theory, has Undertaker had? End of an era. That should have been a retirement match.
Well, what year was end of an era?
That was 29. That was 5 years ago.
That was, okay, so five then.
And then, well, for sure, losing to Brock, that could have been it.
Yeah.
Reigns could have been it.
Yeah, that should have been
it.
And
then this one, it'd be four.
Yeah, so four out of the five. So CM Punk is the only one that wasn't considered a retirement match.
Oh, so it's 28 then. 28th, it was end of an era.
When was CM Punk?
It was after end of an era.
Yeah, that was after. That was,
that was 29.
The one after.
That was 29 then, yeah.
Okay.
That was 29 was Cena Rock 2.
Okay.
So it's been six. It would be six Manias, so four of the six.
Taker needs to win this, man.
Probably.
I mean, I'll say why. There's no torch to be passed.
No.
There's no reason why Cena should win this. It's not like a big feather in his cap. He already has enough feathers in his cap.
Plenty.
I don't like see if they're going to do this, it's to allow Undertaker to go out on top against like the best in the modern era.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you do it. If it's just to give Cena a rub and we have to see Undertaker, it's one thing
lumber up the ramp saying goodbye once again.
Well, no, it's one thing to see Undertaker physically in pain from the second we see him up on top of the ramp or in the middle of the ramp, wherever they're going to place him.
Yeah.
It lumbers down, has a match where it looks like every bump hurts. At least have him win.
I know.
I mean, if he gets beat by Cena, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, Undertaker shouldn't lose two WrestleMania matches in a row.
I don't want to see that. Oh, he beat Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was good.
No, it was not a good match. It was a boring match. We were there for that one.
Wasn't the build okay?
No, Undertaker never showed up.
Oh, that's right. That was one where he was never there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. Man, why do they waste Bray Wyatt so much?
They do. I don't know why.
Wow. Anyways.
They waste him a lot.
Yeah. So... what were we talking? What were we just talking about? Oh, Samoa Joe versus Cena. Why did Samoa Joe single out John Cena then? If they were doing this?
Maybe just a short-term thing to get him through till Mania. Doesn't make any sense. But now Samoa Joe's hurt, so who knows if he'll even be at the Rumble.
What's the Raw pay-per-view between Rumble and...
Elimination Chamber.
Oh, Elimination Chamber. Okay, well, maybe to get Cena sort of, I don't know... His ring rust off.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I thought that
in the
too.
Mind.
I heard that between...
Maybe Taker will show up at that chamber.
Between the Rumble and Mania, Cena is supposed to be working a lot of Raw house shows.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah, I guess there was three ways. Him, Reigns, and Joe for the Intercontinental title.
All right. Well, we'll give Cena and Joe. I mean, that'll be fun, Cena and Joe.
Assuming Joe gets healthy. Time for all that.
Yeah, but then Cena's probably going to beat Joe. That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Anyways... I don't like any of this, man. I don't like any of it. Give me Cena Joe at WrestleMania.
Yeah, man.
But have Joe go over.
Of course.
And then win the Universal title on the same show.
Yes, after Roman wins, Joe just says, I want a shot at that.
Yeah.
Reigns says, I'm fighting champion.
Yeah.
They have match.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's leaving. Over. Everybody's leaving.
Yeah.
While this happens.
Like the stadium lights come up. Everybody assumes show is over. Right. And Joe comes out and says, hold on.
Hold on, everybody. But everybody's like, man, traffic's a nightmare. You just do what you're going to do.
But then you think if you just wait another extra hour, you know, like it's not peak period for Lyft or Uber anymore.
Oh,
you wait that hour, it might go down.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Good to go. Anyways, we're not going to be there for that. So this is cool. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I'm not into it. I wish last year was his retirement year, man.
I wish.
For one thing, we were there to see it.
I wish End of an Era was his retirement match.
Yeah, but you can't go back that far in time. You can only go back as far as... From when your time machine was built.
Well, what if there's a time machine? What if I built a time machine back in 6 years ago?
Yeah, it didn't. What was the premise from Primer? You could only go back as far as when you got in or something? What was it? I don't know what it was. That doesn't make any sense.
No. Anyways. Because then if you just got into it, then you can only go back a matter of seconds.
You go in. You go in. I don't know. Anyways, next. Daniel Bryan saying no to another WWE
contract. This is according to Wrestling News World. And I actually discovered the story on a YouTube video from Pro Wrestling Unlimited.
Nice. Are any of those real outlets, or are you just making all this up?
Well, I mean, like, Pro Wrestling Unlimited has a YouTube channel. I didn't make that up.
How many
Wrestling
subs?
News, I didn't notice. Wrestling News World is a real website.
Okay.
You can click on link here, and it will go to that website.
Okay, no, I trust you. I don't have to click.
So anyways, they're reporting that Daniel Bryan was offered a contract extension by WWE, which would have paid him a salary like on par with a main eventer, but he wouldn't have to wrestle. In fact, I think they didn't want him to wrestle. And he said, nope. Wrestling News World adds that the WWE is reportedly angry over Daniel Bryan's decision to not re-sign, and the WWE may be turning him heel to tarnish his image before his contract expires. I think in September, mid-September at some point. So this kind of echoes what Meltzer was speculating on, that they were doing this heel turn for Daniel Bryan, I guess to make him look bad. But here's the thing. People know Daniel Bryan's great, heel or face.
I know.
So it's not like a heel Daniel Bryan, come September when he's a free agent, has less bargaining power. It makes zero sense.
I've never understood the concept of, and I don't know, and here's my thing. I simply don't know. On one hand, it wouldn't surprise me if they would let, how do I put this? They would sacrifice, and yeah, I'm going to use these words, the creative integrity of their show to do something so petty and spiteful. He wants to wrestle. He believes that the WWE's Joseph Maroon shouldn't be the final word, and he has enough other doctors saying that he can wrestle. So why would he? Why would you get mad if they? And I'm just taking this at its word. Who knows if it's true?
Yeah, exactly. This is consider this rumor.
You have, I mean, I don't know how many active superstars on the SmackDown roster. I don't know, 50, something like that. Okay, so you're gonna get mad that you're gonna sacrifice the entire, because we were bitching about SmackDown on this past week's SmackDown recap because it's terrible and we have no idea what they're doing, and especially with Daniel Bryan, it feels like bad creative.
Yeah.
If they're shoehorning this Daniel Bryan stuff into the show just to make him look bad, and you're generating a stinker of a show because of it.
I know, that's
ridiculous.
That's horrible business.
That's beyond stupid. That's really stupid.
Yeah, I know.
That's the next level beyond stupid, is really stupid.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt and that they're not actually doing that. That's not actually true. That
I know.
They're not.
It would. And I don't think it is true, but I will say this. It could explain the pivot we saw last week in Daniel Bryan's character, where prior to last week when he announced the handicap match at the Rumble, it was pretty obvious that he was just trying to make sure Shane wasn't getting in the way of people's opportunities on SmackDown. He wasn't doing anything that was mischievous. He was just saying, hey, they're here. Don't be vindictive. Give people opportunity. And then last week, he seemingly reveled in putting AJ in a handicap match, which is not necessarily a face thing to do to another face.
Yeah.
And this past week, I mean, I can't really say what end of the heel face spectrum he was on.
Like somebody on Twitter,
so confusing.
Somebody on Twitter, and I forget who it is, one of our friendos, listened to our SmackDown show and tweeted at us that they believed Shane is the heel and Daniel Bryan is the face. Why was Shane restarting the match at the end?
To prevent the heels from getting their comeuppance.
Right. Yeah. And that's a very face thing. Like, the crowd was into it. They're like, okay, cool. They're not just going to run out on this. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Like, he's not a heel, and he's not really even a face.
No.
Because he's questioning Daniel Bryan's logic in booking stuff that actually is kind of cool and the people like it. So none of it makes any sense. That's our main problem. It just doesn't make any sense.
I would say up to 2 weeks ago, if I had to pick, I'd say, oh, yeah, Shane's kind of the heel situation.
Sure.
Because he was being, you know, it wasn't just that he was angry with Owens and Zayn about what they did. and he tried to fire him, couldn't. And since then, he's just been vindictive.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Rather than just saying, all right, well, let's go to a mediator and work this out, you know?
Yeah.
In that sense, yeah, that's heelish behavior. I get that. But ever since, like, last week, they've toned down a bit the overtly vindictive behavior, it seems to me. And so it just really makes things incoherent.
So you and I have both had, like, real jobs before this, what we're doing now. And I know in your case and in my case, there have been times, you know, even in, you know, our working together, there have been times when we'll get handed down something that it will contradict itself, kind of. You know, it's like, wait a second, we're supposed to be doing this over here. And this happens to everybody in every business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm supposed to be, wait, hold on a second. You want me to do this? But then, I mean, the classic example for me personally, back when I worked in customer service on the phones, wait a second. So you want me to answer this call and wrap it up within 5 minutes, but you want me to give like the most thorough, proper customer service and do everything I can for the customer, but on an average of like 5 minutes. I'm just throwing that number out there. It was one of those things where I was like, well, I can't really do both.
Yeah.
I can't really do both. I suspect, and I could be completely, and if this is true, and again,
that's a huge if, yes.
We don't know. It is a big if. But the writing on SmackDown Live in that storyline did feel like creative was given two directives. So you want A, B, and C, but then this is coming down where you also want D.
Where D doesn't align with A, B, and C.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So how am I supposed to do that? I don't know. Do this, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, you noted, and I kind of saw it as well, when Daniel Bryan did the punctuation to the Gable Benjamin stuff, when he said, that's it! That it was so over the top. And you pointed out, I think off camera, you said it felt like he was doing the yes stuff.
Oh, almost mockingly, yeah.
Almost mockingly. Like, is this what you want from me? Like, is this the crap that you want me to pull?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that fitting the narrative of what they're laying out here. I have a hard time believing, and I shouldn't, because there are weird people in the world.
Yeah.
And Vince McMahon has sometimes been one of them.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time believing that you're going to sacrifice the integrity of your show just to spite one person for not signing up to do something that he doesn't want to do.
I know.
I don't get that.
Well, here, there's a quote I found here from Triple H regarding Daniel Bryan's potential return to the ring that might, at least from his perspective, illuminate things somewhat. So he was asked by The Wrap during an appearance at some press thing for the Television Critics Association in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And asked, you know, about Daniel Bryan's future. And this is what he had to say about him getting medically cleared, maybe returning to the ring. Or just return the ring, period. Quote, there can be no exception medically.
Whoa, hold on a second, pal. Why are you doing this one?
Oh, sorry.
There can be no exception medically. If the belief is that he's not healthy enough and there's a risk for him to perform, then I don't know why you'd allow him to step into the ring unless it can be proven otherwise. There will be no exceptions. Look, personally for him, I know it'd be something he would love to do. Part of me feels like I hope he has that opportunity. But at the same point in time, he's married and has a child. Certainly would put the human being first.
So here's Triple H. As former wrestler, it seems like feeling for Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Because he still wants to do it. Same time, there's executive.
Businessman.
Who's saying, we don't want to be liable for him getting his brain messed up in our ring.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know. I mean, it's so silly to speculate on, like, who's doing what. Triple H has always seemed like the kind of guy who... I would be surprised if being a victim of that type of pettiness with the Madison Square Garden crap, with the curtain call, and he was held down for what?
A year almost.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
He had to job to the Warrior in like 20 seconds?
Like a minute, yeah.
A guy who's been subjected to Vince McMahon's punishments in the past, right? I would hope that he wouldn't stray down the same path. I don't know if that would be true. That sounds like a Vince thing.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
You know?
Yeah. If true.
Vince, we good? No. I don't know. When is that XFL thing supposed to get started? When is Vince going to go start working on that?
He's supposed to announce it on the 25th.
All right, well, just do that. Again, if it's true. But look, hey, look, man. Even if none of this is true, even if it's complete BS, still, go work on the XFL.
Yeah, agreed.
SmackDown, look, even if this isn't true, there's still a massive problem with the writing on SmackDown.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Now.
Next, speaking of SmackDown, their top star, the WWE champion, AJ Styles.
The man who SmackDown's house was built on with.
Not quite, Steve. Recently spoke with IGN, and during this conversation, AJ talked a bit about the reunion between Finn Balor and his former Bullet Club stablemates, Gallows and Anderson, now Balor Club in WWE. This is what AJ had to say.
Did he say anything about them being real?
No.
Okay, well, go on.
This is what AJ had to say, though. Even though I had my own reunion with them shortly after I arrived, and it's in the story, I'm not even with those guys right now. They're on Raw, and I'm on SmackDown, and I'm kind of doing my own thing by myself. But those three guys being together is something special because, truth be told, those were the three guys who were originally together.
They all just have to dance around Bullet Club.
I know. If I could look into the future or try to predict things, I like to think that maybe we can all be together doing something at some point, but you never know where things are going to lead. But right now, I'm very interested in what I'm seeing.
Bullet Club, back to real.
No, feud, man. Give me Balor AJ feud.
A year, 18-month long feud.
No, now. Mania.
A feud to start now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mania. A match of Mania between the two of them for WWE title.
Notice that the Wrestling Observer himself said nothing about Finn possibly winning the Rumble.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I want that to happen.
Well, the Meltzer's been wrong before.
I want it to be real.
Me too.
Yeah, man.
I want the winner of the Rumble to be real.
The real Rumble. So that's cool. I mean, yeah, you never know. You just show up to work and they give you something. This is what you're going to do this week.
I know. Like, I was reading through this trying to parse everything he said. Yeah. He hits, but no, he's being very diplomatic in his usage of language. I know.
That's great, though. I love AJ. He's the best.
Yeah, he's great.
Because he's so professional, but then it's just like.
Like, if he knew anything, he wouldn't tease it.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm guessing he doesn't know anything, but as a professional, as a wrestler, you want to create intrigue.
Yeah.
So, like, he manages to kind of do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, good on AJ.
But right now, I'm very interested in what I'm seeing. It's funny that he still wears the club stuff. You know, it's like last week.
Yeah, I know.
He had, like, the big club mask on.
Yeah.
Nobody uses that anymore. Just you, AJ.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that was his shout-out. Maybe he was like, oh, I'm gonna do this. Yeah, did you see... WWE.com or the network, I think, has something called Superstar Swap or something like that, where they had Breezango and the Ascension swap gimmicks just for like, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but they were walking around like each other like in full makeup
and
stuff. And the only bit I saw was AJ Styles catching them and going, hey, I did not see that coming. He seemed so genuinely overjoyed to see what they were doing. Some goofiness.
Yeah.
I love AJ. Oh, man. Anyway.
Do you see any hints of any future angles here, Steve? No? Yes?
Hold on a second. Let me look through this very closely.
Analyze everything. Every word.
Even though I had my own reunion with them shortly after I arrived.
Does that betray any sense of potential bitterness or resentment? Because we know... They didn't know they were getting split apart at the brand extension draft.
Well, here's the part that is, he's acknowledging that his interaction with the club is canon. It's in the story.
Yeah.
So Raw and SmackDown are not, as we have sometimes believed, separate universes.
No, they're the same universe.
They're the same universe. So it's in the story. The story, which still hasn't ended.
Yes.
So he's saying that there will be
a continuation of said story.
Right.
There we go. Confirmed right here.
What he's confirming.
Finn Balor, AJ Styles feud.
What he's confirming here is that the story is real.
Real. It was so sad seeing them realize they're not going to be the same brand at the draft.
Yeah, I know.
That was a bummer.
That was a total bummer, man. It just sucked. Big
That's
time.
A bummer.
But it'll happen. They have to do AJ style, AJ Finn again.
Oh, yeah, with the club involved. Yeah.
With the club involved.
They have to
do
that.
And just dropping references all over the place.
I know.
All over the place. Corey Graves saying crap like, you know what? These Bucks are awfully young. These Bucks aren't that young anymore, but they can still go.
Yeah. Trying to find a cleaner reference they can make.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What this club needs is a cleaner.
Yeah. That's really overt.
I know.
Oh, man.
Anyway, speaking of New Japan.
Yeah.
WrestleZone reported on Chris Jericho's recent appearance on Busted Open Radio, and when talk turned to his future in New Japan Pro Wrestling, he said, quote, I'm not going to join the G1 Climax and be just another guy.
Hold on. The G1 Climax isn't just for some guys.
Well, Yoshihashi was in it.
Never mind. Go ahead.
I want to do the Brock Lesnar idea in New Japan. I just want to hit my spots and come and go, almost where you're like, this guy is never there, but when he's there, he makes an impact. And that might be the extent of it, so I just have to reevaluate and see what I want to do next wrestling-wise. What I can do and make an impact, what is available timing-wise, and how the body is holding up.
Nice.
So that seems promising that he's going to do more stuff in New Japan. Of course, he attacked Tetsuya Naito to close New Year's Dash. So it seemed like they're setting something up there. Meltzer spoke about it earlier this week, and Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso also talked about it on this week's edition of This Week in Wrestling. Again, echoing what Meltzer said, saying that it's likely that he'll face Naito at Strong Style Evolved. But he adds, quote, the only other opponent I have heard discussed down the line from those close to New Japan operations is a dream match against IWGP heavyweight champion Kazuchika Okada,
the Rainmaker.
So that's interesting. If they're setting up for Jericho to take on Okada, I almost feel like Jericho has to beat Naito then.
He does. There's zero justification for him to come in, lose two matches in a row, and then
get a title shot.
And on top of that, that totally plays into the Naito story. Mm-hmm. This 2018 should be about Naito finding how to be the best.
Yeah.
You know, letting go of his past.
Yeah.
And learning how to be the best so that he can beat Okada at next year's Wrestle Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And losing to Jericho is a great catalyst.
Yes.
I mean, losing to Okada already was, but losing to Jericho.
It's the crisis of confidence storyline.
That's what it is.
Wait to see that for years.
Yeah, there you go. Well, now you're about to get it with one of your favorites.
Nice.
Naito.
That'd be fantastic.
It would be real.
So let's speculate here. Jericho beats Naito at Strong Style Evolved in March. Does that give us Jericho Okada at Dominion?
Yeah, I could see that.
That'd be awesome.
I could see that. And then what happens maybe? Because then here's the thing. If they're going to go that route, Naito's going to need to then get that victory back from Jericho.
Yeah.
On his way back to Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah, maybe at
King of Pro Wrestling or something. I don't know what they're falling.
The problem is that to get that main event spot at Wrestle Kingdom next year, that means Naito would have to win the G1 again.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he goes undefeated through the G1. Maybe that's like that's his rampage bit, you know.
Could be.
Or maybe the only person he loses to is
Okada.
Or
maybe he'll beat Jericho prior to the G1.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll beat Jericho. What's the show after Dominion, before King of Pro Wrestling?
When is Genesis? When is
that? That's in May or April.
That's May or April. I don't know. I haven't memorized the
schedule yet.
Yeah. One day I will. also, this was kind of interesting to me because it's so under the radar.
Yeah, this was not really widely reported.
Because remember last year, it was like everywhere.
Well,
like,
Kenny Omega was
the hottest free agent. What was he going to do? Kenny Omega has indeed re-signed with New Japan for another year. Apparently, the Cleaner signed the new deal on the 9th of this month and will continue with the promotion until at least January 31st, 2019.
This is according, of course, to the Wrestling Observer himself.
Yeah.
Reporting in this week's newsletter. You listened to some of Omega's appearance on Talk of Jericho this week, right?
I highly recommend
it. Oh, it's great. Listen to the whole thing. It's fantastic.
It's really great.
You get to hear both of them mark out over their match.
They're very giddy. They're so giddy to tell people how they did everything.
Yeah.
And
it's
a delight.
Far enough whether they were talking about the table spot, not the one where Jericho goes through it.
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Because that was done on the fly.
Wow.
The first one off the lighting structure.
Oh, wow.
Because they had another spot plan.
Yeah.
But Will Ospreay already did it earlier in the night.
Oh, that's funny. No, I didn't. Oh, that's funny. I haven't gotten there yet. I think, have I even. I got to them. I think the contract was already final. They were talking about like you know exactly how many what the build was going to be,
but and how it changed along the way.
I'm towards the end of that. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. They talk about how they went to the dojo a couple days beforehand, worked out the match, worked out their spots.
I haven't got to that point yet. I haven't got to that point yet.
You know, did like a walkthrough earlier in the day, and then before the match, they're meeting in the locker room, going through it. And then that's when they found out that Ospreay did the moonsault spot off the lighting structure.
Yeah.
During their match.
Hearing Omega talk about the reaction the locker room had to the Jericho video, where like nobody except for very few people, like even Okada didn't know apparently. And he was like, you know, it wasn't like they were saying it. Number one, it was great that he said he told the Young Bucks. Like the only people he told are the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
But number two, he says, you know, it was great because it wasn't like people were like, I can't believe you didn't tell me. It was like, oh, my God, that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's just a big fan there. And that's cool. I mean, it's just we've always kind of suspected that. It's been kind of obvious when you watch the wrestling about how New Japan seems to offer up their wrestlers quite a bit of freedom.
Yeah.
In terms of what they're allowed to do in the ring. And it stories like that really illustrate.
Yeah.
Really illustrates that. People seem to have a good time there.
Yeah, definitely.
And it does sound like everybody's there to be building something.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, I definitely get that sense from you get that sense from Kenny, and you get a kind of a sense of rejuvenation from Jericho listening to that.
Because he says for
repeatedly,
sure,
you know, people are saying, this is one of the best matches of my career, if not the best one. You could tell that Jericho had a really good time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I would not be surprised to see Jericho more involved. I mean, as he said, he's not going to be just another guy in the G1.
And apparently another little detail from the Wrestling Observer was that apparently the show at the Dome, the build-up, and New Year's Dash appearance, the payout for him was equal to that for the last 6 months of
WWE
combined.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know what, though? That's a wise investment on their part.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, talk about, like, the best guy for that particular job. Like, he's so unique in what he's bringing to everything.
Yeah.
It's really, really, like, you have to listen to it. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm doing a quick check right now, and Chris Jericho does not have a scheduled tour date for March 25th.
Yeah, that's Wrestling Observer said as well. So he's probably
one, two days after.
He's almost definitely going to be at
Strong
Long Beach.
Style Evolved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy to see the number, the huge increase in numbers for New Japan World. I think they gained like 25,000 new subscribers.
Yeah.
Around Wrestle Kingdom. Mm-hmm. They had the highest attendance in the Dome they had in 15 years. It's pretty remarkable.
I think they were at 65,000 by last year's Wrestle Kingdom, and then they're
top 90.
Meltzer said that they should have by the end of Wrestle Kingdom, and the day after they should have topped 100,000 because they were closing in on 100 really quick.
Wow.
And he says, you know, who knows if all those are going to stick around, but you know, a good chunk of them probably will.
Yeah.
For one thing, you don't remember that you have $10 come out of your account every month.
Yeah. 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 And when you do, you see, it's only like $9.20. That's a good deal.
I know. It's like, yeah, what am I going to do?
It's going to take a deal.
It takes more time for me to dig into my computer, cancel it, and then, you know, than it does to just not do that.
So. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's a good deal. It's cheaper than WWE Network.
Yeah, no, it's a great deal.
By the matter of like 75 cents.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Great stuff. I know. I want to go back. Like, you mentioned this the other day. You were like, I want to go back and watch some of AJ Styles matches. There's like a lot of people that I want to go back and watch their stuff.
I know. We should just take a couple weeks off and just spend that 2 weeks watching New Japan World.
Well, one of the things also is like their interface is still not nearly.
It's better.
It's better, but it's not to the level of number one. If they had an interface that was on PS4, Roku, or
Apple
TV,
great. Yeah.
Then that'd be a lot cooler.
Yeah.
You know? So,
how much are those Apple Fire Sticks? Because that's the only platform they have an app on,
the,
right?
Oh, the Amazon Fire Sticks?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I said Apple, didn't I? Amazon Fire Sticks. Like $30,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 30, 35. About the same as Chromecast, yeah. Yeah, they have an app on there.
Yeah. You want to do some follow-up, Steve, from
some previous news
stories. Let's start up with probably the final update we're going to provide for the Broken Universe, because it seems like Matt Hardy and Anthem have come to some sort of agreement. Both Pro Wrestling Sheet and Wrestling Inc., have confirmed that Matt Hardy and Anthem have come to terms on some sort of agreement, though the details aren't known. So apparently the Hardys, I don't know if they own the Broken Universe now, but they're free to use it. Of course, Matt Hardy took to Twitter to confirm the deal, posting a picture of himself and Ed Nordholm. And Matt Hardy said, I am thrilled. Do you want to read this in Matt Hardy voice?
I am thrilled to proclaim that we have acquired new allies on our side of the Great War. Ed Nordholm and the Owl of Anthem have revealed themselves as majestic beings who stand on the side of the light.
Yeah. Do you think this is the last thing they want to take care of before they start going full on into broken stuff? Hardy Compound, Rebby, all that stuff.
I would actually think that this was kind of old news, and this could was be. Just maybe he just ran into Ed Nordholm in the airport.
Well, I thought I maybe the newsletter or somewhere else said that picture was like weeks old.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would find it really hard to believe that WWE would go ahead with something just by Matt saying, hey, he said they're cool, we're going to work out a deal so we can go ahead with it. I would think that, like, whatever...
They would need contract signed or something.
Whatever they would need, whatever they needed in writing would happen. So no, I think this is probably just... I don't know. Maybe there was a couple last little scraps that were needed formalities,
yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe that's
but hopefully
it.
Now that it seems like everything is wrapped up, Hardy Compound, Vanguard
mm-hmm.
One, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the dilapidated boat.
Yeah, man. Senior Benjamin. Want
yeah.
to see him.
All of it, yes.
Yeah, it'd be great. I want to see Jeff Hardy on a freaking riding mower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. News on Ronda Rousey heading to WWE, maybe. So we know that Triple H was in L.A. for this TV Critics Association thing. And apparently while he was there, he also had dinner with Ronda Rousey and her agent.
Wow, cool.
In the course of that spurred a bunch of speculation that
where
a deal...
Where they went? Where do you think they're like...
Oh, they named the restaurant. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, man. Was it Buffalo Wild Wings?
No.
Hey, they get that black and blue cheeseburger. It's like blue cheese on a burger.
And it spurred speculation that a deal between Rousey and the WWE was going to happen any second. Meltzer, though, of course.
The Republic restaurant.
Had a different take. Saying, quote, it's believed this was a planted story by both sides, as they sometimes do, and not just some coincidence where they happened to be there with cameras as Levesque was walking out of a restaurant after meeting with Rousey. Because he's saying, while there might not be a contract signed, there's an understanding that they're doing business, essentially.
That's funny.
But another Women's Rumble news. The Observer reports that NXT talent, quote, the NXT talent has been told that 9 women on the NXT roster will be in the Rumble, but decision on which 9 hasn't been made.
I'm looking at the menu for the Republic restaurant. Appetizers. Do you want some Hudson Valley foie gras?
I don't eat foie gras.
No. Oh, how about some Atlantic Diver scallops?
Yeah, scallops are good.
It'll cost you $32.
It's a bit steep for...
Are you crazy? Can I just get a lot of salmon? That's my favorite Triple H story is when Big Jim, back in college, went to that Hollywood Association scholarship dinner.
Yeah.
The stars of the WWF were there, and Triple H was up there, and he says he wasn't paying attention to anything. He just kept on bringing the waiter back for more salmon.
You need his protein.
That dude probably eats like 5,000 calories of protein every day, especially back then.
Yeah.
Probably
well,
more.
You've seen the Rock's diet, right?
You want some Dover Sole? $72.
The Rock eats, I think, 8,000 calories a day or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. He eats 7 meals.
Some spinach cavatelli.
So let's speculate.
$32.
NXT talents. That's going to be in the Women's Rumble. Iconic duo. Yes.
So 9 spots.
Yeah.
On the NXT roster.
Iconic duo.
Is it both of them or is it just?
Both.
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 All right. 2 down. Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
How great was Shayna Baszler last night?
She did some good character work.
She's the best, dude.
That stomp on Dakota Kai's elbow looked rough.
They had to practice the crap out of that very slowly at first.
I know.
Dakota, like, I mean, obviously she's...
Yeah, she's bending her arm back like that.
Yeah, like...
Time it right.
Yeah.
Do you think Nikki Cross will be in it?
If they want a huge pop, yes. She should be NXT champion, dude. And I'm not saying NXT women's champion. She should be NXT champion right now. Ember Moon has to.
I would think so, but I don't know if they'd want her to get eliminated.
Oh, I don't think they could. They had her lose to Asuka. There's no shame in being eliminated.
That's before she won the belt, though.
By that measure, I'd actually say they'd put her in there before they'd put Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, no, I don't think Shayna Baszler's going to be in it.
Okay.
Lacey Evans.
Nobody knows who she is. Not high profile enough.
Aaliyah.
No. you're really digging down there, man.
Bianca Belair.
Maybe. They might, like, they're not going to care if nobody knows who she is. If she goes in there and cracks that whip once, that hair whip, then people will mark out big time.
Yeah.
They'll want to know who the hell that is. That'd be wise,
yeah.
But her.
Yeah,
there.
I agree.
Yeah.
so frustrating.
Let's see here. According to Wikipedia, the active full-time roster is pretty slim. You get to see some Mae Young Classic signees.
How about this Lars Sullivan in like a wig and a muumuu? That'd be great. God, I love Lars Sullivan.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I matched with him and Leo Rush. It was great. I can't wait to talk about NXT today.
You're always very excited to talk about NXT.
Oh, it's my favorite thing in the world.
Even 205 Live was good last night, or bunk, Tuesday night, too.
Even that bunk house show setting that they had.
Yeah, it's going to take a little get used to.
It is. How many episodes do we have to deal with that?
All this month, and then...
Everything up to TakeOver, right?
Yeah, but then there's two days in February, so February and March, too.
Oh, my goodness. It's too much, man.
Or at least part of March.
I'll get used to it.
Yeah. All In, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
We saw the All In news going all across Twitter.
I heard some exclusive news that you're going to be...
I'm All In.
You're All In, right? That got a ton of likes.
It did.
It's got like 500 likes.
That was good. So anyways, the date for Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks self-finance show has been revealed. It's September 1st, 2018. Ooh. Cody took Twitter to announce the date, and so far, like pretty much everyone from Being the Elite,
of course,
has said they're all in,
including Stephen Amell, who has been on Being the Elite.
Yes, yeah. But it's Cody, Young Bucks, Omega, Hangman Page, mm-hmm. Marty Scurll, mm-hmm. Stephen Amell. Mm-hmm. So
six.
Yeah,
they should have just called this Being the Elite Live.
I know.
You know,
and the official All In Twitter account announced the location and venue for the show will be announced in an upcoming episode of Being the Elite.
Of course. Absolutely.
So I think the early theater was Chicago.
Yeah, that sounds right. That wasn't confirmed?
No, they didn't confirm that yet.
Oh, gee, Willikers.
But the thing is, it's taking place over the same weekend that Bola usually takes place.
Would they want it to be in L.A.?
No, not if Bola's going on. Or maybe they would, so they can...
Oh, Bola's two nights, though.
It's
three nights. It's
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah. They'd want to have it in, somewhere different than Bola then. But then Bola wouldn't have, that's kind of an oddball decision, isn't it?
Yeah, Saturday.
Because I would think that a lot of the guys that they'd want to get for All In would be going to Bola.
Potentially.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, the possibility is they could run it in... try to schedule it so people that wrestle Friday night in Bola
are free for
Saturday.
Yeah.
But well, I don't know why you want to run a competing show. Granted, Bola's going to sell out regardless.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, you're dealing with 400 people.
Yeah, I know.
But it's the wrestlers that,
Wow,
interesting.
Just take a feat of scheduling, but I guess it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be surprised if they ran it in the L.A. area.
Yeah.
Circus Bola weekend.
There's a lot of quality wrestlers out in the world, man.
True.
So.
Also, September 1st is before when Daniel Bryan's contract expires. So No Daniel Bryan there. But if it's in Chicago, CM Punk's going to show up. That's my guess.
Really?
Sure.
Well, that'd be huge.
I know.
That'd be huge. I don't know, man. I don't know if he's so weird. I mean,
he'd show up.
Probably wouldn't. Yeah, but he would view that as being used as like a publicity stunt.
But maybe he's cool with that since he's friendly with a lot of those guys.
I don't know, man.
To help independent wrestling, he might want to do it.
What does he care anymore? He's being sued by wrestling.
He's still friends with some of those guys.
He's being sued by wrestling, man.
So?
He doesn't wrestle anymore.
He wants to
anymore.
Stick it to Mr. Wrestling Vince McMahon.
Haven't you heard? He's a UFC guy now.
Well, that's what he says. That's what MTV's called.
Whoa. That's my gig, man. I do the UFC mockery.
I've done that before.
Let's see how it plays out.
We've seen how it played out, Steve.
What was your percentage of how well he could do, possibly?
I don't remember.
It was like, I think you had like a 25% chance.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, 25% chance he doesn't get annihilated. And I was like, what's more than 100%?
That he gets annihilated.
And he was murdered. He threw that punch.
That should have done that.
So, it was like.
That's adrenaline. That's nerves.
That is like, man.
He thought he had knockout power. He can go to Mickey Gall and just knock him out immediately.
You need to connect, man. You need to look at a guy when
you're
punching.
Well, you just don't run wildly at somebody. I don't feel like.
Oh,
be a little more measured in your approach.
Watch that match again.
Well, me, you only need about 3 minutes.
Not even that. Not even that.
Finally, our last story.
Mm-hmm.
We poured this, I think, a week or two ago about Candice LeRae kind of being in the final steps of signing with NXT. Apparently,
she has achieved final form.
According to Squared Circle Sirens, she has signed her deal and is going to start at the Performance Center in a couple weeks, few weeks.
That's flipping exciting.
Put her in the Rumble.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, man. That'd be great. Put her in the Rumble.
She'd get a good pop in Philadelphia.
How about Velveteen Dream? Put him in the Rumble, in the Women's Rumble. You know, who's going to check him? Who's going to be like, you can't do this? He always wears blouses and stuff.
All right.
You know, I don't know. I'm just saying. You wouldn't want to see that?
Well, I think to preserve the integrity of the Women's Rumble, probably they're not going to do that.
Let me ask you something. James Ellsworth, yay or nay?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Here's how James here's where they should do James Ellsworth. He comes out
and everybody gangs up on him and throws him out of the ring.
No, he's not. He doesn't take up any spots. He walks out, and before he gets to the ring, somebody like Nikki Cross runs out and like destroys him before he even makes his way to the ring. So his spot doesn't even count. He just hops in there.
All right,
that's how they do it. Because that's a great way to acknowledge the botch on the women's Money in the Bank.
Yeah, that's why I thought.
We're not going to do that here.
Yeah.
Or they just don't have them. That's probably better.
Yeah, they just shouldn't have them.
Candice LeRae, that's awesome. Who's she going to feud with when she comes in? She's not going to be a jobber, is she?
I hope not.
God, I hope not. She is actually, like, I mean, I know. I think that they're going to try to make Shayna Baszler into the next Asuka. Maybe not with the win streak, but I think they think that there could be a lot of money to be made with her. And, God, she was so good last
night. Her character work was really good.
The character work was fantastic. And even her little interaction with Regal. Mm-hmm. She does brushing off really, really well. Mm-hmm. She is, Candice LeRae is diametrically opposed to Shayna Baszler.
I know.
They could do a lot
with
that. I hope they push her big time. I really do.
Me too.
That was one cool thing about NXT, though. I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but and you guys can now watch the NXT recap. It's already up. But how fresh the women's division feels now that Asuka isn't log jamming it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm glad they did that because it made a huge star in her.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But man, it does feel a lot more fresh now.
Yeah,
you know. So anyway,
especially once they start bringing in some more of the Mae Young competitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
It's really going to freshen things up a bit.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it for the Dirt Sheet. Thank you very much. Guys, have a great weekend. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.